Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today. My name is Saida Brown. I'm a business strategist in New York City. I own Impact Speakers Bureau. And welcome to part four, day four of our series entitled Internet Working. We have a lot of information to share with you. We've been talking about how to actually market and network and build relationships over the Internet. We have talked about what to do, how to do it, having deliberate conversations. There's just so much to share, just when you're starting to build your business or really learn how to grow, how to grow personally and professionally. In today's podcast, we're talking about patience and the patience that it takes to really build up your business and really grow your career. One of the things that I shared with my children, and for those parents with teenagers, you're always talking about building your career and what are you going to do after high school and what are you thinking about and how is this going to happen? And they're like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, if they're anything like my two sons, they waited until it's almost time to get out of school, and then they say, I don't know, what am I going to do? And now I tell them, you have to have patience because now you have to start. And you're looking around and seeing all the other students that have been planning, and they're like, uh-oh, things can't happen overnight. So today, part four of our series, we're talking about having some patience. Before we get started, I just want to give a big shout-out to Lavinia's BPS, Big Fat Sai. She's in the chat room joining us. And a hearty good day to everyone who's listening via cell. Many of you will be listening to this lesson through iTunes or through a download or through a podcast, but most of the people who are listening to it live, so I'm really, really glad that you've tuned in today, and I'm glad that you feel this is some great information because I put a lot of work and a lot of effort into it. I would like to share a couple of things with you before we get started and before we jump right on in. A lot of women have reached out to me. I have a group on Facebook, and it's called Sai Brown and Friends. So if you're on Facebook, you can actually just put Sai Brown and Friends or just Sai Brown in the search box, and our group will pop up. And one of the things that has been pressing on the hearts of women is how to manage your money when you're running a business and how do you get your finances and things set up. So I'm just sharing with you, giving you a little tip that our next series will be on mastering your money personally and professionally, because you know something, they all tie in. We don't have a personal life and then we have a professional. They all kind of blend. You're the same person, you're just multifaceted. And the last bit of information that I would like to share is I'm jumping out of my skin with excitement that we have a book coming out called 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today. This book is an amazing compilation of tips from businesswomen around the world. I did not even understand the power of the Internet until I put this book together. And I reached out to women saying, listen, can you share a tip? Can you share an idea? Can you share a thought? And all of a sudden, women responded en masse. So I'm so excited that our book is coming out very, very soon, and it's entitled 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today. So I'm very excited, and it has just a host of tips about balancing mommyhood and balancing family and how to really grow your business and not lose your own identity. So I'm very glad to share that with you today. Now let's jump right on into today's topic, and it's really about having patience and what it takes to endure. We had a big part of the conversation of part two of the series was about just the level of endurance, and patience is such a part of that. Having patience and perseverance are critically, critically, critically important to those who seek to grow their career and grow their business. A lot of times, especially when it comes to the monetary side, most small businesses, particularly those started by women, are undercapitalized, meaning they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I can't even lie because that's how my business was started, pulling money out of here, asking my husband for money from his paycheck to get started. That's just a fact. Unless you go to a bank and you have an intricate business plan and an elaborate setup, that's how so many businesses are started. But what happens is, when money doesn't come in fast enough or quickly enough to handle our obligations, something happens. Usually we'll add something to our business mix. We will start deviating from our path and going off to the left a little bit and finding something else to supplement until this business takes off. I don't believe in the philosophy of doing something until this business takes off. This business is never going to take off until you give it 110% for the long haul. Think about it. Imagine any major company, imagine if the owner, the founder, the creator said, well, let me go over here and work a job until this business takes off. It's not going to happen. You have to be disciplined and stay in your craft, ride that lane, stay there, put a cot there, put a coffee maker there, put a Snuggie on if you have to, and ride it out. There is a reason you started your business. Whatever your reason is, whatever that reason is, you started your business. So based on that, you have to go back to your why. And when you understand your why, it becomes more difficult to deviate. Now listen, I'm not saying if you're at a position where you're destitute and you have to pay your bills. That's not what I'm saying. But a lot of times we have not given our businesses enough time to grow and cultivate before we start to switch and change lanes. We start to add this piece to the marketing mix, this piece to the marketing mix, this piece to the marketing mix, and before you know it, you can't even find your way back. Think what's the story? I think it's like a nursery rhyme where they dropped crumbs in the forest. And now you go to the birds and things are eating up the little breadcrumbs. Somebody in the chat room hit me up and let me know. I can't think. My brain is not there right now. But all of a sudden you turn around and you can't find your way back. I was watching this episode. There's a show that I watch on television that I find, you know, it's one of my guilty pleasures, Tabitha's Salon Takeover. And I watched an episode where she goes in and she helps people turn their hair salon around. And she went in, and when you looked at the hair salon, on the window of the hair salon, the owners had a tax business, a mortgage business, they were doing divorces, and they were doing travel, all from the hair salon. And then in the back of the hair salon, they had a clothing boutique. And from first sight, you would think, oh yeah, this makes sense. But once Tabitha came in and offered her critique, which is often piney at times and a little prickly and a little painful. You can see it on the salon owner's face that they don't want to really hear that their business is flawed, but or that their precious baby, you know, is not operating at its peak potential. You see Tabitha's position, and she says, this doesn't make sense. If you're a hair salon, then everything in here should be based on hair. Everything that's in here should be based on hair, hair products, hair care, hair beauty. And when you think about it, doesn't that just make sense? It just makes sense, right? So now I swing that back to our topic of internet working. If we're building relationships on the internet for offline cash and offline success, how long are you willing to endure? How long are you willing to give it? How long are you willing to say, I will just eat beans and cornbread and rice until this gets off the ground? What is your point? What is your breaking point? Me, I have forever. Thank God my husband is a very, 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 very patient person. I've been through so many career transformations, but I'm finally at a place where I love where I am. I'm extremely happy, and things are going very well. But had I given up before I reached this point, I don't know where I would be right now. And that's what we really have to think about. We have to have the ability to persevere so that way when you've done all that you can do, you'll receive your promise. But a lot of times we give up just before we get there. I have another quick anecdote to share with you. Listen to this. My son is away at school. Many of you know who follow me on Facebook. I'm always saying, oh, I have to, you know, I'm taking my son some food or I'm going to visit my son this weekend. And I remember when I was first driving to where he is in school in Jersey. And I did not know where I was going. I'm following the directions and I'm saying, okay, I don't know where I'm going. I think I know. I'm kind of lost. And there's one particular company that I use on the internet that I am not going to name, but their directions are always wrong. I've learned that over the years. And I kept saying, I think I'm going in the wrong direction. This doesn't make sense. And I'm driving. And finally, I said, you know what? This is no good. I'm turning around. So I turned around and got back to the highway. And before I jumped on the highway, I went into my PDA and I did a reroute of the directions. Do you know if I had just gone 2.5 blocks more, I would have been there? I'm sure I am not the only one in the chat room listening to this through the podcast or the download or through iTunes that has not been in that situation. I know I'm not alone. How many times have you gotten almost to where you're supposed to be and you're like, nope, this doesn't feel right, I can't take it, I'm turning around, and you were just 2.5 blocks away? It's about having patience. It's about having the ability to persevere. It's about knowing that faith is what you cannot see. Having faith in your ability to execute your plan and get you to your destination, knowing your why, knowing what gets you up, what gets you going, that is what's going to get you to wherever you need to go. Because let me tell you, you're going to turn left, it's going to be the wrong way. You're going to turn right, it's going to be the wrong way. You're going to hit U-turns and detours. But at the end of the day, you have to have the patience to get there. And I beg you, anybody who's hearing my voice, please do not deviate and start adding other businesses to your mix. Please don't do it. As a strategist and as someone who speaks to women all the time about their businesses, the first thing I tell them to do is stop with all these multiple businesses. It's not a bad thing if you've got a full team, a full staff, a full accounting department. But if it's you by yourself, as many times it is, you know, I started totally by myself. If that's the case, pick one thing and stay there. Please, please, please. Patricia just put in the chat room, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of those things not seen. Thank you. Thank you, darling. You know how they had the old commercial, it's in there? I know it's in there somewhere. I just can't always call it off the top of my head, but I know it's in there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of those things not seen. That's what it takes. I want everybody to know, please be patient, ride your business out, and when you get to that point of frustration, seek good counsel. Seek people who can really help you turn your business around, keep you energized, and keep you motivated. I want to thank all of you for listening to our lesson today, and please stay connected with me through Facebook. Our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/SiBrownToday. And I want to stay connected with everyone. My blog is SiBrown.blogspot.com. And you can always check out our latest happenings as well as our book release on SiBrown.com. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.